Good afternoon, Juno. We are back. I'm Michael, your host, and I am still with Ernest and Oren, and we are discussing microaggression. Got a little good in the microaggression conversation, and I want to kind of tee off on it a little bit more. I'm going to ask you a question here, and I want you both to kind of give me some feedback. We've touched on it a little bit, but as a black male, do you guys feel that it's your responsibility to make yourself appear less aggressive, and not only to I know it's women anyway. Do you worry about that? To different races, do you worry about that? For example, do you consciously make eye contact, smile, speak to make women feel less uncomfortable? And if you do, do you do that just to them or to everybody? I'll toss that up to anybody, whoever wants to jump in on that first.
So this is Oren speaking. As a black man, I try to make everybody feel comfortable. But I feel like the key is assessing the situation, meeting people where they're at. I'm not going to come into an elevator and automatically toss on the charm. She might not even be paying attention to me. It's unfair for me to assume that it's automatically hostile because I'm in close quarters or because they look different or they smell different or whatever the case may be. And for me to just assume that that's how she's going to feel, I can't do that. So I assess the situation as far as I'm a human being. I'm in close quarters with another human being. What would make me feel comfortable? Focus on my breathing and don't do anything that's going to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I feel like that has to be the approach for me in any situation because that's how it is. I have to look inward because at the end of the day, we are all these same beings. We just look different. I know that it's natural for some people to feel frightened with the unknown, whatever it may be, male, female, black, white, green, yellow. But at the end of the day, it's like you can feel when there's a threat sometimes. Really have to go from there. You cannot assume that can add fuel to the fire. That can make an unhostile situation hostile.
Okay.
With me, like, luckily and gladly, living in Las Vegas, it's a very, sorry, this is Ernest, by the way. Living in Las Vegas, it's a very, as far as cities go, it's a very opening city, open city. But there are still times out there where you get in certain situations where you absolutely have to try to come off as less aggressive. If you're with a large group of other black people, like it's happened with me when I was in college, going out to dinner late night with a bunch of friends, and you just try to be as polite as possible, and which you should always be, don't get me wrong, but you have to throw a little extra in there when you're with a large group of us, you know?
Yeah.
And
Use words like preposterous.
yeah, for real. And
Fancy words. Yeah, right. Take the edge
fancy.
off. Take the edge off.
Serious stuff, though. It's
Yeah.
you want to be careful about how you act around certain groups of people, the words you speak. And a lot of times it's just all in our own heads. Honestly, like these people probably don't think one way or the other. They just think we're human beings. But being that we know that there's so many people out there that will think one way, that
Right.
we just subconsciously just act and talk in a
I like
certain way so
it. I like it.
that we don't draw attention to
So
ourselves. So.
sounds to me
Subconscious.
like you both are saying, and I agree with you both, and I know for a fact that this is just knowing you both personally, you guys are my very good friends, that you guys are both 100% telling the truth about what you do. Oren
Almost
is
like different spectrum.
100% that guy. All right, is 100% that guy who was walking to an elevator and do his best to make sure everybody is comfortable. And Ernest, absolutely, he might not like it, but he knows
Going
it.
down
It's
this
a
black list.
situation that we're in, and so I might not like it, but I'm going to play the game because it's just necessary.
So speaking of the
Go ahead.
elevator,
Speaking of the elevator, yeah, I can say what I
why
was
is
saying
this
later. Go ahead.
experiment?
Walk into an elevator. Well, back when people are allowed to be in elevators and crowded again,
Yeah, that's dead now.
whenever.
That's dead.
But like
Right.
walk
Back
into an
in
elevator
the
and
yonder years,
face,
the yonder years of 2020.
yeah, face the back of the elevator when everyone else is facing outward. Watch how uncomfortable everybody gets. It's funny. You can try. Like, just face everybody as they're looking at the exit.
But back to what I was trying to say is that I myself have found doing the exact same thing as either one of you at any given time. Almost like a chameleon. But I wonder if you guys do it. Is this something that at an earlier age you, because I know your mama and I know your daddy. So at an earlier age, I know what they were telling you. I remember some of the conversations your mom had with us when we used to go out. Michael Lauren. Right? Okay, so do you think that maybe it's at a younger age you did it and it just evolved into you being comfortable and it started that way and you just kind of changed it for yourself? Or is this something that has always been there? What do you think?
I would say that I am a product of my environment, okay. 100%. Yeah. My parents are all from the South. My mother and father are all from Alabama. Their fam's from Alabama. Everybody is from Alabama. And if you're not familiar with, you know, geography, Alabama's in the South. My mom used to tell me, listen, look straight ahead. These people will jump in your car. They will hit you in the head. They will take your clothes and your
jewelry. Okay.
People, be polite. Follow the rules. I'm just like, okay. But I mean, at the end of the day, I get you was saying, as a Black people, we've gone through some turmoil, to say the least. I felt like it was her way of kind of the door in the face technique, yeah. You know, describing things to the extreme, but knowing that it's going to be a dumbed down version. But don't forget that that happens. Mm. People will be involved in situations like that. So I'm going to tell you the worst case scenario. I'm going to continue to tell you the worst case scenario. And you just put your best foot forward. Do with it as you may. It's all about balance. Okay. Yeah. I want to let you know that this what can happen. And I'm going to need you to be a big boy. Remember what I taught you. And please assess. Just assess.
Ernest, sounded like I'm hearing you wanting to jump in there.
Oh, no. Like, absolutely. Just assess the situation. And like Oren, my parents are both from the South, but they're from Little Rock, Arkansas. So you just got to be aware of your surroundings. Absolutely. Assess the situation, like Oren said.
And you know what? I've never liked that had to be said. It's like I don't like the fact that I have to talk to my son about the police, especially if he leaves, when he goes on to the lower 48. But when you get pulled over, you have to act a certain way different than your white friend. It's just the truth. Oh, yeah.
Man,
you know, I don't like that, and I don't like the fact that I've done that, and I don't like the same thing. I don't like to have to feel like if I walk down, not even walk down the street necessarily, I react to it in a way that makes me try to sound more proper, try to act a certain way. But I do sometimes, absolutely, because it's just, I don't know if it's to get along to go along, or if it's just trying to make everybody comfortable. I don't know, man. But I do know this. I do know it's real. It's there. And I think it's a mirror of kind of where we're at societally. Go ahead.
Yeah, true story. Like, this is Ernest again. I was in an Uber, and the Uber driver got pulled over, and the officer came and took her information. The first thing I did was put both my hands on the headrest in front of me, and after the officer walked away to run her information, she was like, you can leave if you want to just call another Uber or something to get back to your house. And I was like, lady, I'm not going anywhere until this officer says I can go. And that's just the reality of the life we live.
Yeah.
And he came back and she asked if I could leave. He said I could leave. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm leaving. But that's just how we live, man. That's how we have to train our children.
And
honestly.
Yeah. But gentlemen, let me stop you because I do not want to dive. I do not want to dive into that conversation today, because we could be here for the next 3 hours, and fair I'd like enough. to just quickly put a bow on it. Yes, it happens. It does. But there's good and bad and either, right? There's good and bad. I've had great experiences, a lot of them here, and with the police, and some stuff that when I ever got pulled over, I earned it. Okay, so they didn't do anything wrong. And on the flip side, I've had bad ones. But like I said, that's a conversation we can have. That's a whole other segment. So let's slide that one to the side.
I almost compare it to, it's like living in California. It's like earthquake drills. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily going to happen, but you need to know what to do when you're in this situation. Just to wrap it up.
Well said, Mr. Johnson. Well said, Mr. Johnson. And I love how even though I said we're going to wrap it up, his bravado and hubris told him, I got to make sure that we get this. Hey, no, you made a good point. It was a great one. And it kind of leads me into something I want to touch you guys before we run out of time to speak. There's a big buzzword that's going around these days that I wasn't even sure if it was legit until I started reading into it. The toxic masculinity. I don't know if either one of you have heard the term. I'm sure any of you turn on the news at any point or opened up a magazine or a newspaper that you have. We're going to take a short break here, but when we get back, I definitely want to dive into that with you guys, because I think this is one that's going to be really good for us. It's going to be educational. I had to educate myself just a little bit because, you know, I'm a man. What's toxic about me being a man? So we'll be right back, Juno. Just hang out with us for a few minutes more.